The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Alan Chatter is with me now. He's the chairperson of the Inheritance Tax Reform Campaign and a former Minister for Justice. Inheritance tax thresholds were raised across the board yesterday, and it was a topic of conversation on Lunchtime Live with Andrea today. Here from that show is Jean Cashman, Registered Tax Consultant.
This tax is now completely out of date. It focuses on the family when everything in Ireland has changed. I had proposed to the politicians before the budget that we have an exemption for the principal private residence in the capital gains tax legislation. And I proposed that that could be transferred into cash so that everyone would be entitled to give their principal private residence to anyone they wish to. Then everyone would be able to leave the home to whoever they wished. Like, it's so arbitrary. Like, at this stage, it's almost a mongrel of a tax.
That is what Jean Cashman had to say, a registered tax consultant. What says Alan Chatter, like I say, former Minister for Justice and chairperson of the Inheritance Tax Reform Campaign. Alan, are you happy with the reform yesterday, or do you want it to go further? Do you want abolition of inheritance tax?
Well, we primarily are calling for the tax to be abolished. It's outdated, it's anachronistic. It's essentially a jealousy or resentment tax, and it's riddled with systemic unfairness, anomalies and discriminations. Now, in 9 other European Union countries, the tax has been abolished. So it's not a major step forward for us to follow European colleagues who recognise that this is an iniquitous and unfair tax. But frankly, I didn't expect the government would abolish the tax in the budget, but I did expect that they would recognise the need for fundamental change and reform. And sadly, they didn't. They simply don't get it. What they did yesterday, and I think it was in response to the campaign we launched in July last, was they did, and I welcome the minimal step they took in this context, they did increase what are called the exemption thresholds. But they did that to the minimal possible extent. For example, in the context of children who might inherit from parents, the threshold has been increased from €335,000 to €400,000. Now, for those who don't know the history of this tax, that might appear a major step in the right direction. In actuality, it isn't, because back in 2008, the threshold in relation to children, the exemption threshold, was €542,000. So what they've done is they've taken a minor step. I think it's a minor political gesture, but they've retained all the unfairness, all the discriminations, all the anomalies, and they just haven't recognised that the majority of people now regard this tax as a tax that had its day. It's 50 years old, and it's basically double taxation, because anybody who is deceased, who leaves a will, the vast majority of people have accumulated some money and assets lawfully. They've paid their taxes, their income tax, their capital gains tax, their stamp duties. And there's no particular reason. If someone, for example, leaves a home to an adult son or daughter, that the state should jump in and demand a significant tax payment if that home's value exceeds €400,000.
So are you kind of principally opposed to any taxation on that wealth, or is it just in situations like that, maybe where it applies to a home and it might see as a consequence somebody having to sell that family home in order to satisfy the tax demands? Or is it just kind of, like I said, the principled objection across the board?
Well, Karen, one of the fallacies in this is that people think that this is a tax on wealth. It actually isn't. It is effectively the state engaging in state-sanctioned graveside robbery of assets that have been accumulated, on which individuals have already paid their taxes. Mm. And to put this in context, there's this caricature presentation that people are going to inherit hundreds of thousands and it's all entirely undeserved. Well, let's just look at it in one particular context. If you have a grandchild and you decide you want to leave something significant to your grandchild for some future financial security, maybe help them get through university, help them when they're much older, have some deposit to put down on a home. If you leave now more than €40,000 to a grandchild, and I totally accept for some people that's a large sum of money, but it isn't in today's world a huge sum of money. If you leave €40,000 to a grandchild, no inheritance tax is paid. You leave €60,000, €70,000, €80,000 to a grandchild, well, then the state comes in and says, hello, I want 33% of that. And, you know, €50,000, €60,000 in today's world to a grandchild, no one would say that child is now enormously wealthy and some of that money should be given up to the state.
But you'd be familiar with the counter arguments, and we'll go through kind of a couple. And one of them is just that it addresses issues of wealth concentration. That's the argument that some economists on the other side of the argument make, that, you know, without it, it doesn't happen from one generation to the other, but it does happen over several generations, that you end up with more and more wealth accumulated kind of disproportionately amongst families or social groups.
Well, that's an ideological argument. That isn't about social policy. That's an ideological argument. The tax is deeply embedded in socialist dogma. The belief, simply, that it's a bad thing that anyone through their hard work accumulates any assets. And secondly, it's a bad thing that you provide help and assistance through a bequest or an inheritance in a will to a child, to another relation, or to a friend. I think we should, I mean, this isn't like the lords of England and people inheriting hundreds of thousands of acres and the manor house. I think the state should encourage generosity. It should encourage individuals in their wills to provide some financial security for family members. Indeed, we have legislation that imposes...
But is that not what the thresholds do, Alan? Sorry to cut across you, but is that not what the thresholds do? That it allows you to bequest several hundred thousand euro to a child before any tax is payable?
Well, we have, and I fully support this, a need for a great deal more social housing in this country. We have large numbers of people who don't have the funds, will never have the funds to acquire a house of their own. And so we need to seriously invest in social housing. And the different political parties have different policies in relation to this. But no one says that if a young couple is given a house by the state because they can't obtain one through their own earnings and finances, that in some way that's a bad thing. So why is it a bad thing for families to use assets lawfully accumulated, income lawfully accumulated, savings, to benefit a child or a grandchild or a niece or a nephew to facilitate their getting a home?
But they can now. Like I said, again, the thresholds, they can help them to the tune of several hundred thousand euro, and then they can still help them beyond that. It's just taxable beyond that. It's no one is saying inheritance tax isn't a ban on helping your kids.
I'm saying the state shouldn't intervene. If you're looking in Dublin, if you look where I live now in Dundrum Ballantyre, there are very nice but very modest homes and apartments that would be currently valued at €600,000 that families have spent 30 years discharging mortgages and debt, so that they're in their older years, they're now free of all of that. If that house, that semi-detached, modest home worth €600,000 is transferred to a son or a daughter, I say there's no reason why the state should demand tax on €200,000 of that. But there's something I'd like to come back to, because Jean Cashman was absolutely right in something she highlighted. We're talking about children and inheritance from parents. There's a significant number of single people, a significant number of widows and widowers, where there are no grandchildren. There are no children to whom a home should be left. So if they leave property, for example, to a very close friend who might have provided them with huge help and assistance throughout their lives, maybe helped care for them in their later years when they had major health difficulties. If you leave something to a friend in those circumstances, The maximum you can leave is 20,000 euros under this new budget change. Thereafter, it's taxed at 33%. So this tax discriminates against single people, against married people who don't have children. And there's one major issue that the minister and the government miss. Back in 2008 and many years prior to it, the tax rate was 20%. It went up to 33% because we were in a fiscal emergency and the Troika required it. It's still 33% today. It was never intended that that very high percentage level, which is basically draconian, would continue into circumstances where this case has, where the state has financially fully recovered and has an enormous benefit through the economic success that has taken place and an enormous budget surplus. So the odd thing that's happening with inheritance tax that isn't happening on any other issue is that it's still being applied on a fiscal emergency basis, as if the state is in some enormous financial trouble, when fortunately we're way out of that.
You mentioned the part of Dublin you live in. Will you be knocking on doors looking for votes in a few weeks?
Well, we were knocking on doors in advance of our meeting that we held. We held our first public meeting on the inheritance tax.
Now, don't avoid the question now.
No, I'm not avoiding the question. I'm actually answering it. What I'm saying is, at that meeting, there was standing room only. Over 250 people were present. It was entirely focused on the inheritance tax issue, which I'm focused on as chairperson of the inheritance tax reform campaign. Some people were urging that I run in the general election. That isn't an issue on which decisions have been made. It's a possibility, but no more. But I'm very focused on doing what I can to convince whoever is in government after the next election that inheritance tax should be abolished. Its time has come, and we should jump into the modern world and do what other European partner states have done.
Alan Shatter, former Minister for Justice, possibly future TD. Alan Shatter is also the chairman of the Inheritance Tax Reform Campaign. Alan, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.